fighting for America.
Hamas is a ruthless terrorist organization. It wants to sacrifice its own people. It uses them as human shields. Israel is not obliged and is not going to let a terrorist organization fire at our cities, at our people.
Fighting for Idaho.
This all has to start with securing the border, not writing the president a blank check to keep doing what he's doing that's not working. Wouldn't it be good to actually allow the governors of those border states to be able to call the National Guard and help secure the border?
Fighting for you.
She reaches down into her bra, which I'm cool with that. That part's okay. It's sort of sexy.
This is a family value show.
I'm just trying to add a little spice.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the morning.
It's something I'll never forget as long as I live.
On 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller with you. Thank you all for joining us. Phone numbers 580-5436, 580-KIDO. And certainly a lot going on in Washington. We're always grateful to have our friend Chris Farrell joining us from Judicial Watch to give us the very latest. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. It's great to be out with you.
Good to have you back here in Idaho. We're still looking for something to bring you out here.
I'm ready. Just, you know, tell me what you got going on, and we'll sneak out there and cause some trouble for you.
That's great. Let's talk a little bit about the latest. You filed a suit against the Department of Defense for records of the communications relating to the Osama bin Laden photos.
Yeah, this is sort of a Kachina doll, you know, one of those stacking dolls where there's a story inside of a story. So way back when, we had asked for the photos of the bin Laden raid. We thought it was important to document that because it's a hugely important victory for the United States in the war on terror. And we've never been afraid of whether it's the Japanese surrender, you know, in the Tokyo Bay, or whether it's, Field Marshal Keitel, I believe, coming in and signing for the Germans, or I guess it was Admiral Dönitz. But nonetheless, whoever it was, anytime we've had a major victory, we've never been afraid or ashamed of showing that. And in this case, the government had claimed that the image of a body wrapped in a burial shroud was classified, which is preposterous. Anyway, we know that they went through all sorts of wild exhortations, and they turned themselves inside out to cover up how they handled our FOIA request. And so we asked for those records concerning how they went through that process, because it proves they went to extraordinary means and perhaps even lied over how they were doing it.
Chris, this seems to be the standard operating procedure with this administration. Why the big fuss over the photos of Osama bin Laden?
Yeah, exactly. This is the same administration that said they didn't want to spike the football, and then the Obama administration ran their entire campaign on having killed bin Laden. So, once again, talking out of both sides of the mouth, you know, it's craziness.
It is indeed. Besides the overall, you know, image it would have, why is it important that we see these photos? I'm in favor of you. I believe that we should see these photos.
Yeah, I mean, well, first of all, it's a historical fact, right? It just is, and it's a huge victory for the United States. And for the semi-literate or even illiterate goat herders on a hillside in Afghanistan who don't necessarily understand our editorial or our political policy viewpoints, a picture speaks a thousand words. And so a photo of a dead bin Laden even tells the most uneducated person that the United States will track you down, you'll never get away, and we're going to bring justice to you. So that's one historical lesson that's important. That's the lesson from the fact. But the other part of it is, if you buy into all this nonsense about how it might put people at risk and they might, instead of really hating us, now they're going to really, really hate us, then you're looking to live a Sharia-compliant life. And if that's the way you want to conduct yourself, I'm not interested in it, frankly. I'm interested in being an American and abiding by American laws and rules, not by what somebody somewhere might feel upset about.
It seems the government has been catching up to you guys because looking at the statement that y'all released, there's more to it than this. You would like to take a look at the directive by the Special Operations Command to purge the department's systems of all records relating to the SEAL raid on Osama bin Laden's compound.
Right, because what happened is Admiral McRaven, who's the SOCOM commander, knew that we had filed this request. And then a couple of days later, as part of this cover-up, he then ordered them to, and the word they use is purge, ordered them to purge their records. That's pretty un-American. I don't know what the motive was. I don't know what the paranoia or the fear of you know, the documenting that you know a guy was killed, you know, a terrorist was killed. I don't know why that's so scary and so offensive. But it's clear that Admiral McRaven and others at SOCOM went to extraordinary lengths to cover up these historical facts.
Which should really alarm a lot of folks. Why would they want to do that? Chris, you've served the argument that this would reveal any type of details. Of course, we have Zero Dark 30 that pretty much did that.
Yeah, and they had the cooperation of the Central Intelligence Agency and the Department of Defense, which actually resulted in the referral of a criminal charge against the Assistant Secretary of Defense by the name of Mike Vickers, because he allowed access of these two producers to information and to people and to events that they never should have been at, to include the awards ceremony at the CIA. So when the administration wants to bend over backwards to tell a story that is, you know, self-serving and flattering, then they do so. And then when you ask a simple question about a historical fact, they go into cover-up mode. It's schizophrenic. It's a very disturbing pattern on the part of the administration.
From a nonpartisan view, what do you make of this whole rumors of impeachment, the idea that the president wants to get impeached and the Republicans are sticking to their lawsuit?
It's all goofy. There's no reason for the lawsuit, frankly. I mean, Daner, this is sort of a pathetic attempt, at least in my point of view. The Speaker of the House, the House in general, Congress, as a branch of government, has enormous power and authority. There's no need to go running to the third branch to do a mother may I. In fact, it lessens, it diminishes, trivializes his position as Speaker by doing so. He can very simply constrain funds. He can shut the money off to any number of different agencies and programs and activities of government. So if you don't like it, stop funding it. Now, they're terrified of that because somebody might call them mean. You know, that's the worst thing he can do is portray somebody as mean or cold-hearted. But that's what it's going to take. I mean, even an 8-year-old understands when you turn his allowance off, right? So if you shut down the funding of various government activities, that is one way to surely get the attention of the administration. And the other thing is, you know, every constitutional officer can be impeached. So if they're really smart, instead of aiming at the president and turning it into a big sort of psychodrama, they could start impeaching lesser officers, various secretaries and agency heads. You call them to account. You say, look, the way you're running your agency is out of control, and we think you're operating in a lawless manner, so therefore we're going to impeach you. They could start with the attorney general, frankly. They've already held them in contempt. So there's all sorts of remedies that the speaker has not pursued or followed. And frankly, I think it's just another indication or other symptom of the lack of leadership on the Hill.
Well, and again, from your nonpartisan perspective here at 580KIDO, we keep hearing that, you know, if you're a Republican, then all of a sudden, Chris, they're going to say, well, you know, quite frankly, we're going to get the Senate, so we don't want to do anything to mess that up.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's always an electoral calculus that goes on, and so you know they're banking on, they're, you know, clinging to this notion that if they just, you know, don't do anything too weird or cause too much of a trouble or anything embarrassing, get through the summer, then when November rolls around, they'll pick up a couple of seats, they'll take control of the Senate. And then you'll have a truly adversarial relationship, right, with a Congress, both houses, with a Republican majority stacked up against the president for his last 2 years. So I'm quite certain that calculus is dictating a lot of the other decision-making on the Hill.
Let's go to, speaking of the Hill, you had Jim Jordan give you all props lately.
Well, that's another one of those instances where we appreciate it very much, but it also is simply an acknowledgement of the facts, right? So those difficult, nasty things, facts get in the way. So while Congress has gone through all of its kabuki theater, You know, we pursued a legal process that generated records and documents they could never get their hands on. And, I mean, we're happy to do it. I mean, we think it's our mission and our role. And so we're very pleased to be able to assist in uncovering the truth. But nobody owns the truth or nobody has a monopoly on it. We were just in a position where we legally pursued it and got it. And we're grateful that Congressman Jordan acknowledged that and quoted it and cited it. But it's kind of like a research paper or article. You know, you footnote the source, and so we were the source, and we appreciate it.
Well, yeah, but that's refreshing these days. Half the time people don't do that. They'll take credit for themselves. But here you have in a congressional hearing, Chris, and you know this, Chris, here you have a congressional hearing where Jim Jordan says, you guys weren't even going to tell us until we caught you, and we caught you because Judicial Watch did a FOIA request.
Yeah, I mean, he could have ended the sentence with "we caught you," period, and then moved on, and he didn't, and so we appreciate that.
How much more do we know or not know about the IRS? It continues to gain a lot of attention, at least on talk radio. I don't know how much attention it gains nationally in the mainstream press.
Yeah, talk radio, it's alive and well. The thing that that won't let it die, which is good, is our litigation and the litigation of others, to include groups like True the Vote and a few other folks who were victims of this targeting by the Obama administration. And so the legal process is what will keep the story sort of evergreen. And while others would choose to kind of turn away or forget about it or move on to important things like, you know, which celebrity is doing what to who, the legal process just keeps renewing the story over and over, because there's different avenues, different angles being pursued. There's different requirements of different courts that the government produce sworn statements concerning what's happening with the records. So it will not go away, despite the best efforts of, you know, the president of CBS News or whoever else would like to see it, you know, canned.
Well, this should strike fear in the hearts of everyone, regardless of what you feel politically.
Yeah, I mean, flip it around, right? Make it a case where a Republican, make it Nixon on steroids, right? Nixon just talked about going after people through the IRS, didn't ever do it. This administration did. Well, let's pretend it's, you know, 10 years from now or whatever, to pick a date in the future. And, you know, President Jones or Smith or whatever is a Republican. And, you know, he's going after people on the left. I mean, what goes around comes around, right? The rule of law is what keeps the fabric of society together, so it doesn't fray. But when you start undermining it like this operation the Obama people have done, well, then what's good for the goose is good for the gander. You open the door to all kinds of crazy abuses.
More coming up with Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch next. Kevin Miller in the morning, 580 KIDO. Let's get you to work.
We live in a free country, and we should be able to choose, you know, who we service and who we don't. Kevin, we all answer to a much bigger power. If you believe in God, we answer to that man.
People in this country have to stop sitting on their fat butts and watching their reality shows, listening to the liberal media.
Oh, I bet you say that to all the girls that come on.
I want to know what you're thinking.
Kevin Miller is talking to you on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, Kevin Miller in the morning. Chris Farrell with us from Judicial Watch. Chris, we take a look at, listening to that clip, people should be held accountable for their actions. Yet, whether it's the IRS, the NSA, Benghazi, we're not seeing a lot of that out of Washington.
No, and that's because Eric Holder's the Attorney General.
And, you know, whatever happened to the legislative branch of Congress, which we've talked about many times, it just seems that, you know, where is, I'm trying to think of, where's Tip O'Neill on this? Of course, he's dead, but where are the lions of Congress?
Yeah, I mean, the other half of the equation is not just the criminality, and it's a combination of sort of a willful failure to faithfully execute his office, powers of his office on the part of Holder. But there's also this incredible void on the Hill You know, Boehner is essentially worthless when it comes to his position as a leader. He just, there's a lot of blustering and a lot of sort of posturing, but you don't see any real action, any really effective use of the very powerful position as speaker. And I think those that he surrounds himself with, frankly, are also kind of in the same boat. There's a lot of other committee leaders there. You know, they might be good for a sound bite, but where's the follow through? You know, they're all sort of attention deficit. They jump off to the next bright, shiny thing. There's very little follow through.
Well, I think everybody's afraid of getting borked.
Yeah, precisely. Like I said before, you know, the worst thing in the world is to have somebody in the, news media call you mean. You're mean-spirited. Oh, my God. You know, you might as well just fold up your tent and go home. They're terrified of that.
What about the growth of the alternative conservative media? Obviously talk radio, but so many online ventures yet. And we hear network television viewing is, getting less and less, if you will, is diminishing. But are we ever going to see something where you have a conservative buying CBS, NBC, or not Fox, ABC?
I don't know that that's sort of a purchase or acquisition will occur. But I do know, and certainly you've seen this, I mean, you're in the business. You know who's kind of moving and trying to get stuff done. You know, Bex has his operation, The Blaze, and he's trying to get traction and expand that. Chris Ruddy down in Florida has Newsmax, and certainly they've made an effort to get on a lot of different channels now. They've gone to, a regular broadcast, and I think they're on a couple of satellite networks, maybe some cable. So
they're on DirecTV and Dish now.
Right. So those two operations, are both with obviously strong conservative credentials, with people who are willing to do some new creative reporting, and so they're trying to get some traction now. they're not the New York Times, and they're not CBS News, obviously, but you got to start somewhere, and so they're smart people trying to do something new and innovative, and we'll see if it takes off or not.
Finally, going to your website, judicialwatch.org, mainstream media shows support compassion for the illegals. Obviously, they're trying to sway the group body politic, never mind that we can't afford what's going on at the border.
Yeah. So this is, again, analysis of the symptoms and not of the underlying illness or disease. So if you show a picture of a little 8-year-old kid in a holding cell, who doesn't look at that and go, my goodness, how in the world can we? This is horrific. And so we focus on the little 8-year-old kid in the holding cell. And it is horrific. It is. It's a nightmare. But now ask yourself, how did that kid get there? Now that's the problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right.
It's such a superficial analysis. It isn't even analysis. It's all just sort of, we have no deductive reasoning. You know what I mean? If the kids in the holding cell, therefore we're bad. Whoa. Hold on a second. How did that kid get there? What parent in their right mind would stick a kid on a bus or a train or hand him over to some human trafficker? I mean, what are the conditions in that host country that would drive people to do that? What American groups are down in Honduras and Guatemala organizing all this? There's the real question.
Chris Farrell.
Did you track it back to La Raza and Maldef? Did they send organizers down to Honduras and Guatemala to stir this all up? I mean, there's some investigative reporting for you. Look at that.
Chris Farrell, as always, we appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Farrell has it coming up next at 580 KIDO. The idea of bringing gaming, historical, quote-unquote, racing machines to Lavoie, and to the broader question, do we need more gambling facilities in the state of Idaho? We'll talk about that next. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Glenn Beck, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Secretary General is alarmed to hear rockets were placed in a UNRWA school in Gaza and that subsequently these have gone missing. He expresses his outrage and regret at placing of weapons in a UN-administered school.
How do you smuggle 20 missiles into a classroom? Can you imagine a principal in the U.S. saying, well, I really am not sure how they got there? What did the Hamas do? Put them in a golf bag, walk them in and say he's preparing for the Gaza Open? The UN workers, UNRWA, have collaborated with Hamas for years and years. They know that there are missiles in the schools, in the hospitals, in the mosques, and they know what's going to happen. Kids will be killed, and that's going to be on television. The UN is so committed to the Palestinian cause, and in this case, the Hamas cause, that it doesn't even care about appearances. And after all, who but you and a few other outlets are going to report it? How many have reported the rockets in the school?
A good point there by Charles Krauthammer from Brett Baer of Fox News. Kevin Miller in the morning. That's the very latest. Some fighting going on. And, of course, everybody's condemning Israel and saying that they're bombing the children. They're doing all these things. Yet, when you put the missiles, when you put the missiles in the schools, and you want to take out the missiles, what do? Well, it plays right into the strategy that the Israelis are bad and evil and want to blow up little kids and family members. Of course, no one's blaming Hamas. We'll have more on that coming up. Kevin Miller with you here, and going back to an article that we first talked a little bit about on Saturday, and this is from the New York Times. The administration taking a look. Now we're hearing that the president has the executive ability through executive orders, through executive action, through his pen and his piece of paper and his phone to actually legalize 5 million of these border kids. And apparently the administration wants to take a look at undercutting the middleman, because to stop the crisis that has been self-inflicted by our own government upon ourselves, the administration is looking at, well, not flying people from Texas or Arizona, but flying them from Honduras or Guatemala. That's right. Because let's face it, these kids are sick. They need to be taken care of. America is bad. America should pay for its sins. America is a compassionate country. So let's get on Southwest, Delta, United, whatever else, and go down there and bring back the illegal kids. And we can't leave their parents behind and their grandparents and everyone else. Now, do we really have full employment in this country? Let's take a listen. Hoping to stem from the New York Times, hoping to stem the recent surge of migrants at the Southwest border, the Obama administration is considering whether to allow hundreds of minors and young adults from Honduras into America without making the dangerous trek through Mexico. Now, this is according to the draft of this proposal from the Obama administration. You're thinking to yourself, well, how are they going to get here? They've taken it upon themselves without any help to walk from Honduras through the dangerous country of Mexico to America. Well, it gets better. If approved, the plan would direct the government to screen thousands of children and youths in Honduras to see if they can enter the United States as refugees or on emergency humanitarian grounds. It would be the first American refugee effort in a nation reachable by land to the United States. The White House said putting the violence in Honduras on the level of humanitarian emergencies in Haiti and Vietnam, where such programs have been conducted in the past amid war and major crisis. I didn't know that there was a war going on in Honduras or Nicaragua or Panama. Can we simply afford to pay for other people's children? Now, George Will said that, you know, you take all these kids, you lump them together, and it's really only 20 kids per county. Certainly 20 kids in Ada County, 20 kids in Canyon County. That's no big deal, right? And it really comes down to this. Whether, regardless of how you view things politically, I know that each and every one of you listening to this program here at 580 KIDO, you're generous, you're compassionate. Certainly, you never want to turn a blind eye on kids, anybody's kids. But what about the idea that we're getting hoodwinked, that we're getting conned, that this is all part of a major strategy to allow one political party to dominate another? Does this go into effect? You have area churches saying, what would Jesus do? You have the Catholic Church, led by the Boise Diocese, saying, what would Jesus do? Help the immigrants. Okay, I think we all want to help them. But on the other hand, who's going to help them if we're all unemployed? If there are more people on unemployment and disability than actually paying the freight, is it your duty to pay for other people's children? Dan in Meridian, you're with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Dan.
Boy, is anybody listening?
That's a good question.
Hey, I went right through. So I guess, is not this country broke, or are we not in debt?
Heck, we're printing up money.
Yeah, that would be my first thing, is that you don't have any money to help anybody. So the next thing you need to remember is what Butch Otter just said last week on 670. He talked about the people that are coming across the border. There's no kids. There's probably a few kids, but those are the ones that the poster children that they're using. The rest are all young teenagers, ages 14 to 25. And most of them are trouble. So we're going to have those issues. I don't know if you remember back on July 4th in Chicago, what happened in Chicago on the 4th.
I believe a lot of kids got killed, or a lot of people got killed.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
22 deaths or something like that, I believe.
Part of the cartel and their issue up there. They've taken a hold. You bring this trouble into this country. This country is, I don't think it would know how to handle it because you're bringing the ills of other countries here. You're talking MS-13. There's some hardened gangs that would make ours look like kindergarten kids.
Right, and they already have a foothold in cities across the country. Dan, thank you for the call. Let's take a listen to what George Will had to say.
To Kirsten and her talking about Republicans who don't want to deal with immigration except deporting children, and is there a right way to deal with this problem?
Well, I think Kirsten's largely right. My view is that we ought to say to these children, welcome to America. You're going to go to school and get a job and become Americans. We have 3,141 counties in this country. That'd be 20 per county. The idea that we can't assimilate these 8-year-old criminals with their teddy bears is preposterous.
There you have it. George Will saying it's our duty to assimilate and to welcome these 8-year-olds with their teddy bears, never mind the MS-13, never mind the gangs, has been documented by the mainstream press that are actually organizing, circulating, getting ready to run amok, recruiting people on the border. Recruiting people on the border. Is that something that you want moving into your neighborhood? No, of course not. Do you really want the government, that, as Dan said, spending no money on the veterans, no money on protecting the military, and then we're going to do a massive flip-flop, and all of a sudden, they're going to fly planes. Who's going to pay for them? Well, we are. We're going to fly our own planes, not not to the border, but we're going to fly them to Honduras, pick up these kids, and oh no, we can't leave anybody behind. I mean, why don't we just make Honduras a state? Why don't we just decide to make Mexico a state? Let's just get it over with. Of course, they'd have to learn our ways and our customs. The other way around, we're assimilating to them. By moving decisions on refugee claims to Honduras, the plan aims to slow the rush of minors into America illegally from El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala, which has overwhelmed the border this year. More than 45,000 unaccompanied minors from those three nations have arrived since October 1. Oh, by the way, the feds are out of money on how to deal with them. Where's that going to come from? Quickly to Pro-Life at 580KIDO. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, you know, the churches, the religious organizations, they're committing suicide. What they're doing when they're asking the government to take care of them, they're actually weakening themselves. They should, through their own organizations, be able to build up their support, and they should go to Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and do that relief work right there. And so it's just totally ridiculous what we're doing. And the government, there's no constitutional provision for allowing this to happen anyway. And I cannot believe that there's not a huge cry for impeachment. So that's all I've got.
Well, I mean, come on. You've been talking impeachment forever, and now the president says, go ahead, make my day.
Yeah, well, he's afraid. He's bluffing.
He thinks that the Republicans are going to do it and it'll backfire on him.
No, it's not going to backfire on him. He's trying to make them believe that, but that's a big lie. He's afraid, and the Republicans are so stupid that they can't see that he's just, making them think that he can get through it. He can't. He'll get impeached. He'll go to the Senate. He probably won't get removed from office, but they can continually impeach him on one charge after another.
Right, but this is the same Congress that's afraid of what happened when they tried that with Clinton. Remember, this is our society today.
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
Yeah, you know, and that's, Congressman Labrador, our congressman right here, he said, well, he's not ready for impeachment yet, and that's wrong. Simpson, he never says anything about it. Our two senators, they never talk about it. Our governor, our lieutenant governor, none of our state legislators, you can't get them to publicly say the president needs to be impeached. So we're not going anywhere unless our so-called Republican Party gets a little bit of courage.
Pro-Life, thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
All right, 848, Kevin Miller in the morning. Let's get you to work safely now.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays at noon. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
854, let's go back to the phones. Terry in Boise with Kevin Miller at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning, Kevin. Did you win that Marconi Award?
I won't know until September 11th. I'm a finalist, but thank you for asking.
Well, I hope you do get it. You're a wonderful man with a good heart and a good Christian background. The last time I talked to you, I was wrong. I did my due diligence when I said that to use a grand jury indictment. But I found out sitting people in the Congress, Senate, and the government can't be done that way. But you got Hillary Clinton and Lois Lerner. They're not in that position. And if the government pushed on a grand jury indictment on them, and then that led to the White House, then we can impeach Obama. And, you know, the longer that man stays in, the more he's going to bring this country down. I mean, he's doing his job just perfectly like he was set up to do. What's your thoughts on it? And what is the possibility of getting that done, starting here grassroots?
I think it's terribly difficult to get anything done like that because you have people that are afraid. Look at our conservative folks in Idaho. Who's going to speak up for us, number one? Number two, I think you're dead on that it's how it's supposed to be. This is the way he wants it. The problem is, and, you know, I play this Chris Troupas clip all the time, Terry, but...
Go enjoy your beer and ride your ATV and watch sports. We'll run the country.
So there we have it.
Well, that's just the wrong approach. I mean, we have too apathetic a society, and I think they're not going to get their hoses out to put the fire out until it's next door. we got to be more proactive before that. And my wife and daughter said to tell you hello. They shared a table with you not too long ago. Jan and McKenna, if you remember them.
Sure.
But I did my due diligence and talked to Senator Rich and found out that, you know, if you're setting a politician, you got to go the impeachment on them. But if they are out of the office like Hillary is and Lois Lerner, the grand jury indictment can work. And if it leads right to Obama, that's an impeachable offense.
Terry, thank you for the call.
Thank you, and you have a great day and have a great life with your wife. And hope to hear your mother again on there.
We'll see if we can get her back.
Okay. You keep doing what you're doing. You deserve the Marconi. I mean, you've been all over the United States, out of the country. You go to the schools. If anybody deserves that award, I mean, you really do, and I'm not trying to patronize you. I really appreciate your conscience and your mind and the cerebralness of your thoughts, and I just hope you keep the good work up, because we really appreciate you here in Idaho.
Well, I'm blessed to be here. Thank you.
Well, you have a good day.
All right.
And a good life.
Right back at you, Terry. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
30 seconds with Tea Party Bob.
Hi there, Kevin. How you doing?
Good.
Well, not going to get the votes to impeach a president. You need a 50% majority in the House. That's 218, and you need two-thirds in the Senate. We're never going to get a vote in the Senate. Maybe after we win the November elections, we'd be a little closer, but I don't see that happening. But I did send you a little something on the CNN poll that showed that if the race took place again between Romney and Obama, that Romney would win 53 to 44. Isn't that interesting?
A lot of people have regrets.
Yes, indeed. That's called buyer's remorse. I hope you have a great day, Kevin. Thanks again for what you do.
God bless you, our friend Tea Party Bob, GemStatePatriot.com.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Quickly to traffic. And don't forget Glenn Beck, Dave Ramsey, Sean Hannity. After that, our friend Brian Wiley. And once again, folks, it's a pleasure, blessing to be with you. Let's continue to grow. Let's continue to make a difference so we can all be here in the future. Good day. God bless. Keep the faith. Serving Meridian.